Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yes, it is. Welcome along. This is, it's episode 3. Can you believe that already?
Like mad, isn't it?
Episode 3
yeah.
of our new PJ and Jim podcast. It's called Glory Days, of course. And it's basically, it's kind of a combination, really. It's like, it's best bits from the week that was. And it's the general enlightenment that the great PJ Gallagher gives us at the end of the week. His reflections as his life has progressed yet another week.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Is that a thing? Yeah. I mean, it's just what upsets me. I'm very upset over cling film and meatballs at the moment, actually.
Really?
Yeah, this is our third episode. And yesterday, you just reminded me by saying the word tree. Yeah, because I had 3 spicy meatballs yesterday.
Only 3?
No, I had, I ate 5 and there was 3 left over from the pack.
Right.
But I wanted to cling film them, you know, in the little container so I'd be able to eat them, right?
Yeah.
And you know the way you buy cling film and it's like, I don't know, what is the cost for a roll of cling film? 20 quid, something like that. I don't know, what's the cost? I don't know. 200 quid, whatever it is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Thereabouts, yeah, roughly.
It's ridiculous. And then you use it once and then you can never use it again. What you've bought is a series of unfortunate days where you pick it up and go, right, I'll just unwrap. I'm fucking bastard. And you just don't, and half it comes off and little bits come off and you can never get a clean rip of it. Ever again.
Yeah, well you see, do you not get it with the one that comes in the box that you never take it out of the box? You just, you pull it and then it has its own blade on it.
Oh, is there a blade on the box?
Yeah.
There's a blade on the box, is there?
Yeah, along the edge. And you sort of push it down on that and that's what cuts it. Because the other one is when you try and do it with your hand,
that's
right?
Yeah, that's what I know.
But even if you get that, even if you successfully negotiate that, right?
Well, you can do that no problem once.
Yeah, but what happens is, right, so you know, the theory is, right, so you get your whatever bit you've broken off.
Yeah.
To go and put over the thing you want to put it over. But it never goes over that. It clings to your body, to your arm,
to
the table and to the thing.
Yeah.
And you can, it never, it won't. It's get off me! Go over the meatballs!
That's what I do. That's the secret to that, right? Is to get, when it's still on the yolk on the roll, right?
Yeah.
You just stretch and wrap. And so you might need a meter, right? So what I use is 8 meters. So I just put 8 meters on it. And then I go, no matter what happens, you're not getting out of there now, you little meatball bastard. You're stuck there now. I got you. You're trapped.
Yeah.
And then I pull it all. And last night, say, I was 8 meters in for 3 meatballs, right? And I got the house scissors, like, and I was like this. Right. Snip, oh, Jesus. Snip, right? I got halfway through and then, and I just ripped it. So now I have
What you have now is cling film rope. That's what you have.
Cling rope.
It just scrunches up into a rope.
A cling rope. I'm going to put it in the boot of the car and next time I break down, I'm just going to get a tow with it. Because it turns into that. It's like, dreadlocks. It's like a clear dreadlock that's grown over hippie's head.
Exactly. When you buy cling film, it must be amazing. So you're there and you've got your 18 rolls of cling film and the person in the shop is going, God, you must be. Are you moving house or something? No. I'll need. I've got 3 meatballs, so that's 1 roll.
Yeah, that's 1 roll.
I've got a small pack of cheese, so that's a 2nd roll. I've got.
Yeah, my ma's going to hospital. She needs a sandwich.
Thing. Oh yeah, it's much easier to use a roll per item.
Roll per item
than it is to try and cut it.
And it's a great game then. It's because like pass the parcel, you forget which thing is in which. By the time you get to the bottom, it's a great surprise. Yeah, so
there are people probably can do that right, but I mean,
tinfoil's better. You can use it for anything. You can wrap Christmas presents with it. You can wrap birthday presents in it. You can do it.
You're not probably supposed to use it for that.
I think you are, because that's why it doesn't need sellotape. It needs nothing. It holds its shape. It's amazing.
Actually, when you think about it, yeah.
It holds.
Tinfoil is far superior, or aluminium foil, as some people like to call it.
Weirdos. that's an amazing way things like that. Yeah.
When did it stop being tinfoil and suddenly become aluminium foil?
This goes back to what we were talking about before, where you think you like change in your life. Yeah. And you go to a supermarket and then suddenly the peas are in a different place and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, how am I supposed to shop if I don't know where the peas are? And then you get upset because somebody calls tinfoil aluminium foil. I'm not asking anyone for aluminium foil. This is ridiculous. I'm 46-year-old man. I can't be walking around learning words like aluminium.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's tin. It's tin.
But that's what I mean. Like, what's wrong with tinfoil?
So no, I never think to buy it. Maybe it's not tin. Is it worse for the environment? That's what I always think. What's worse for the environment?
Well,
is
eight metres
of cling film or one handful of aluminium minimum foil, which is the worst thing? I don't know.
So, you know. On that bombshell. Yeah. We'll leave that with you. Actually, you can have a think about the answers to that while you have a listen to some of the best bits from last week. Because basically, here's what we've compiled for you right over the next little while. Here's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear about the man who, to be fair, we took to our hearts very much. He was a man who was so outraged by money that he had to, by the price he had to pay for a takeaway, that he ended up in therapy, right? Yeah. That was fantastic. There was the man, again, who, I was going to say PJ took very close to his heart, but he actually, it outraged you, the man who insisted on wearing the same pants. Do you remember that character?
Well, because he wears them 10 days in a row, which I'd have no problem with if you washed them 10 days in a row. He just decided that not washing your under crackers was a normal thing to do.
So you'll hear about him again. There was also, it came about as a result of a story involving, how you know if a date is into you. But then PJ regaled us with a story of his own dating past, which, came as quite a shock to a lot of us, tell you.
It shows you, doesn't it?
It came as a shock to me, and I'd heard it before. So that came as
a shock to the woman who turned up, and she wasn't even alive.
And then, of course, this being the week that gave us the, supposedly gave us the solar eclipse, because based on our attempts to see it, it didn't quite go according to plan, that's all I'm saying.
Just saying. It's very hard. I didn't realise when... I'll let anyone else say it, but I'll just bear in mind, it's hard to see anything with a box on your head.
It is well renowned. In fact, look, it's not for me to say. The man himself, the great man sitting opposite me, has said it himself. He does like to find a bit of value.
I do.
You know.
I do.
Now, nobody said tight. Nobody said mean. Nobody said those words.
You literally just said two of them now for no reason. Only to batter me there.
Just value. You like to find the value in things,
well,
PJ.
I got to.
And you're right.
I got to. Well, there's a story here, right, where a man has ended up in therapy because something was so expensive. Now, listen, years ago they used to say you'd have to be mad to go to therapy. Nowadays they say you'd be mad not to go to therapy. And this fella is the latest. And I have to say, if it was me, I'd be right in there beside him. And I'm not even joking. He's a guy, he's from Yorkshire, right?
Right.
Now, bear in mind, his name is Les and he's 83 years old, right? And Les
from Yorkshire.
He is
actually,
from Yorkshire.
Actually, what is the Yorkshire accent? Because I'll get it wrong again.
Oh, no. How much? Isn't that it? How much? Is it something like that?
Is Coronation Street, is that Yorkshire? Oh, no, that's Manchester, so that's Lancashire, is it?
That's Lancashire, is it?
Is it?
I don't really know now. I don't have my British geography isn't fantastic.
Is Leeds in Yorkshire? No? No.
No, Leeds is the same, isn't it? Leeds is like... Oh, I don't know,
to be honest.
Anyway. I really don't know. Yorkshire's right up like Halifax and all them places, you know.
Yeah.
Places that have names that sound like bread brands. You know all that.
So poor old Les from Yorkshire.
So Les had to go down to London with his family, right? I'm not sure why, but they had to take a trip down to London, right? And he has a son who's a vicar. They sound like the most English family of all time.
Oh, my God.
So they went down and Les says to his son, Gareth, he goes, come here. Not often I get to treat my family to a fish supper.
Why does he sound like Keith Lemon's version of Scary Spice?
So I got two English accents and this is one of them, man. So we're going to have to run with it. So he was doing
So he did his Scary Spice impression.
Yeah, so he was doing it. He goes, not often I get to treat my family to fish supper. So Gareth, there's my bank card. Why don't you pay for fish supper, right? And Gareth was like, yeah, no, but Dad, fair play to you. We're in London.
Grand job, yeah.
Thank you, fair play. You're great.
Many of them was there?
There was four of them.
Only four of them? Four of them. Okay.
And poor old Les is now in therapy after it. Because when the bill came back, he had a meltdown. He's there, that's my pension you're spending there, you shower of grifters. Because the bill came to £54, which is actually just under €70.
For four
fish and chips. They obviously went to one some mad hipstery high-end part of London to get this without knowing it. Poor old Les didn't know. He was in way over his head. It's €59, so it's just under £60. Sorry.
Right.
£60 it came to for four fish and chips. That's mad. So nearly £20 ahead, essentially. And he's like,
I need therapy.
£15 ahead.
Well, the way I do me sums, Jim.
It's not same
money,
as everyone.
Money matters more to me than you, son.
Yeah, it comes easy to some, doesn't it?
Yeah, that it would be a bit of an ouch. Because what is a fish and chips here? Well, like what are fish and chips here? What is it about?
Is it a tenner?
I was just going to say, is it like a fancy sort of one? 8 to 10 quid.
Yeah, I think it's €8. I think probably for something that's, you know, whatever. And then if you go, but it's a tenner. If you want to get the fancy scampi box now, it'll cost you £12 in some places.
Remember they were doing the fivers? Remember the Wednesday there was a deal on, you could get fish for a fiver.
I do, but there was no taste of fish off it. It was like, there was no, do you remember them? There was no taste of fish off them, man. They tasted like, you know, it tasted like it was a battered shoe or something. Yeah. A battered sock. Yeah. Or something like that was what it said.
Yeah. So poor old Les ended up then having to spend more money in therapy.
So now it's cost him even more. Because he's in therapy. He's like,
I couldn't believe it. £54. My son's a vicar. They did it to a vicar. And a vicar's dad.
He's really upset.
He went to therapy. He said, I was so shocked. I ended up talking like Scary Spy.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Now, I don't know who this bonehead is, right? But here's his tweet. So who agrees with this, right? This is what he tweeted. Let's be honest. No man wears a pair of underwear only the one time before washing them. Everybody wears a pair of underwear at least 3 to 10 times before washing them. Let's keep it honest. That's what he says, right?
Oh, my God.
Every man, all men, this idea that we're all changing our pants and washing them on the daily. Ha! Yeah, right, says he. Yeah, liars. As if. So
obviously his thing is, right, whatever about his own opinions of him, or what he does himself, rather, his own actions.
Yeah.
I was going to say I'm assuming his friends, but then again, there's every chance this guy has no friends.
This lad isn't got a big circle of friends. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not a lot of people are hanging around Mr. Smelly Cax O'Neill over here, whatever it is. His name is.
We don't know his name. Do we know his name?
No, he's not. You know, right. He has a username that's not a real name, that's for sure. But like, honest to God, are you joking me? Are you joking me?
That's now,
10 days. And by the way, I've no problem wearing the same pair of jeans for these times. I do that.
Yeah, but not your undercrackers.
But undercrackers. No undercrackers and socks. The rule is...
And we should clarify that while you do advocate the idea of only ever owning... How many pairs is it? 7?
10.
10.
You need emergency pants.
Oh, emergency.
So 7. You should know. Right. Nobody in the world should have more than 10 pairs of underpants and 10 pairs of socks. If you have more than that, you're a show-off.
Right. You're just being extravagant.
You're being extravagant.
So why do you advocate minimal numbers of underpants?
Yeah.
You don't advocate the idea of wearing them multiple times pre-wash.
Absolutely not. The reason you have 10 is you have 7 there to wear throughout the day. And if you blow
a bucket
or whatever, then you know.
Yeah. I need to clarify that because somebody did specifically WhatsApp in saying, is this lad actually PJ?
No, it's not me, you dirty fecker. I'm not a dirty fecker.
You know what I mean? So they just thought conveniently with him not having any name. Is it Kirsten or Kristen? Kristen thought that it was just you, basically, creating a fake story.
No. I wash my pants all the time. I the thing is, I can wash my pants every time I wear them and get maybe, I mean, yeah, okay, the gusset gets a bit thin and the elastic band gets a little bit loose, but you could get 15 years out of a decent pair.
15 years?
Out of a three pack, man, you get 15 years. Handy.
Wow.
On the regular wash.
And
that's washing them every day.
You're not too vigorous with the washing cycle.
No, you don't do that. No, none of this super heat crack. No, you get your elastics get no time out of that. The super heat. You know this one? This whatever degree. The one that's like you could literally take the water and make a cup of tea. Yeah, that joke. No, you don't do that. No. The lukewarm. Keep things decent washed.
It has to be hot enough to kill any of the bacteria.
Exactly, yeah.
Lurking in your willy soup.
Yeah, in your willy soup. Yeah, yeah. Because you do. Yeah, you do get gooly going on.
Yeah, exactly.
You do get things there. So you have to be hot. That one, the hot one is hot enough to keep it clean. Yeah. Hot enough to kill the bacteria that will be living in the coolies. Has to be hot enough for that, but not completely boiling point all the time. You know what I mean?
So you're an advocate of just the longevity of an underpant.
I love it.
But providing it's regularly washed.
Exactly.
Versus this character, this bozo.
This disgusting individual, who I'm sure has...
10 days with the same pair. The same pair of
imagine cancel. The smell of... People would be there going, oh, there's somebody standing pooing, all they'd be saying around you. And it was just you sitting there with your sweaty jocks. Oh, you're disgusting. Sort yourself out.
And he's claiming... That this isn't just his... He claims that we're all the same.
Yeah.
We're all just lying about
Thankfully,
it.
All the other men have weighed in to sort of, you know, get on sides. One fella's saying, he's trying to group us all together. Excuse me, sir. That is just you, capital letters. I love all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I might go a couple of weeks without washing me jeans. I haven't spilled anything on them. This is the fella defending us now.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of days at most without brushing me teeth.
Oh my God, he's defending us.
Yeah.
Some lad who doesn't brush his teeth every day
is
calling somebody out for being unhygienic.
Now, come on, Jim, don't be judgmental. But I have never purposely worn underwear 2 days in a row when I have a clean pair at my disposal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest with you, man, if you should start, it might distract people from the smell of your breath.
Come on. Everybody's Mr. J.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Antoinette just remembered that story from way back you told about when you went on a date and that woman told you she was reincarnated. Do you remember that?
I do remember it, yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, do you want me to tell you what happened?
Well,
was?
I mean, obviously I remember it, but I mean, for the purpose of those who weren't there at the time.
Yeah. Well, I was the days of MySpace. I was chatting on the way to this girl, and we were getting on great. And she was there. Where do you live? I said, I live here. I says, I'm only round the corner from you. So we met in the local pub, like round the corner, on the day, and we were like, how are you getting on? Not so bad. I said, God. As we sat down, so you know the way you kind of go. So how'd you get here? Did you drive or what'd you do? I says, and she goes, no, I don't drive. I don't like cars. I had a bad experience. I said, all right, you're all right now, though. And she goes, yeah. Well, I died. And I went, what? And she goes, I died. And it was a weird silence. And I went, sorry, I thought you said
you died
in the car. And yeah. She goes, I did, yeah. And most people, when they're reincarnated, she says, well, most people, it's hundreds or thousands of years before they come back. But this was only in the 1980s, so I'm still a bit traumatised by it, she goes. And I was, oh my God,
yeah.
Where have I ended up now? And I was like, are you serious? She goes, yeah, so I don't really like, she said, I'll never learn to drive, not in this life, because I'm still very traumatised. I still hate getting into cars, you know, very nervous because, you know, the whole dying in the 80s thing. I was like, oh my God, yeah.
So what era was it you were dating her?
Oh, this was in the noughties.
In the
it would have been the noughties, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I was like, holy fart, how am I going to get out of this? I've never heard that as mad as this.
That's,
yeah.
To be fair, it beats the sort of, so what's your favourite film?
Yeah, in fairness, yeah.
Conversation
she
got
straight. Oh, it was this when I saw it in 1923. Yeah, I remember going to see The Wizard of Oz the first day
now,
it came out.
When you say, what's my favourite film, do you mean of this life? Is it?
Yeah, or which one now? Because I saw some belters in the 80s, but I was getting on a bit then.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. So,
I know, the
as
madness
you see,
of it.
And this man claimed that he didn't have enough experiences of dating to be our Dr. Love. Look at that. Not many could top that, I can tell you.
Yeah, she only had... She said it was only 6 months between dying and reincarnating or something like that. I remember that as well. It was like 6 months. Yeah, that'd be quick, all right. I remember thinking...
Wow.
Yeah.
I tell you, and you thinking, my God, I've really struck it lucky now. Can't believe this one's going out with me.
Yeah, I tell you something.
That turned around darn quick.
She's gorgeous as well. I should have known. If someone like that was him, you know what
it is. There has to be something wrong with
her. She's going out with a fella who looks like he's a face drawn on a balloon. I should have known.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
The solar eclipse were minutes away, apparently, from the solar eclipse. So we've decided that we're going to send PJ to the roof to actually witness it. Obviously, Cinderella McCabe here, I have to stay in the studio and operate them machines.
That's what you get
what
for
always happens.
Learning how to use the machines.
Yeah.
That's what you get for being professional. See, if you're going to carry on like being professional, if you're going to act like an adult, you're going to get treated like one.
There's a lesson for you kids. Don't be worrying about being intelligent and learning things and staying in school. Just be a freeloader. No, just be a freeloader.
Hey, it's not for free. You got to get. We all got to get paid. So you got to get paid more.
So PJ is going to get sent to the roof to witness and then report to us on the eclipse as it happens. This is a semi-solar eclipse or something like that. Right now, obviously, PJ safety is our primary somebody's primary concern. So naturally we had to make sure that he's going to be safe. So we found out I want you to listen carefully, man, right? And we have the utensils here for you to do this, right?
Yeah.
You can't look, and this is very important, people, you cannot look directly at the sun, okay?
No.
That's the big warning. Do not look directly at the sun. So we found this article in the Irish Examiner that explains how you do it, PJ, right? So first of all, you need a box.
I have a cardboard box.
You have a cardboard box.
I do, yeah.
Okay, now here's what you need to do. You need to cut a hole in the side or bottom of the box for your head to look in.
Well, there's already a hole in the box. What about that? Like, if I just put it over my head?
It's not the hole to put your head in. It's to look through, you big... Oh, my God. Oh, and this is the guy that gets...
What did you say? Sorry, say it again.
So you cut a hole in the side or bottom of the box for your head to look in, right?
Right, so like... The opening of the box. No,
I think you're meant to cut a hole to look through. If you put your head inside a box, you're just going to see the inside of a box, man.
I thought this was step one. I thought there was going to be some other revelation as we went along the road here.
So it then says, right, you tape a piece of white paper on the far side of the box from the pinhole so that you make a screen.
Right, I have that.
Have you got that?
I have that.
How are we getting on so far?
Right, I'll get the tape now in a second, but I have it in place, yeah.
Right.
I can do, yeah.
Okay, so
and then the hole go?
The projected sun will be tiny, less than 1 centimetre across.
Oh, that's very small altogether.
That does, yeah, yeah.
Right, let me just put a hole. Then I just need a small hole with a pen. I'll do that.
Apparently Astronomy Ireland has eclipse glasses, especially for this purpose.
I'm after breaking my pen trying to put a hole in the box.
Oh, my God.
I don't have eclipse glasses. I do have sunglasses, but they tell you not to look at the directly into the sun, don't they? Apparently that's a bad thing. I have my tape now, so I'm going to do I'm going to do my page, my paper. And then what way do I see into the box,
what
then?
Did you use, a pen?
Yeah.
Yeah. It says that's going to be too big. The tip of a pencil, it says, is too big, so try a big darning needle.
Oh, for God's sake.
Do you have a darning needle?
I don't have a darning needle. A pen I'll
have you
to
taken,
do.
Have you taken
I don't
your,
think the sun is going to care, is this?
Have you taken your head out of the box yet, is the bigger question.
Yeah, my head's out of the box.
Right, okay.
Right, I think this is going to work. Although, how do I see into the box now is the problem. When it's happening. Like, so I've got the white
Is the hole in it?
Sheet. And I've got the hole in the side.
Right.
That's the size of at the top of a pen.
Okay.
And I have the white screen, but I don't know when I close
really
the box.
I don't really know what happens after that because the article ran out. I think you have to pay to find out the rest.
Oh, you're joking me. You're joking me. I have to pay.
I think you have to subscribe in order to get the rest of the information.
So I have to pay to look at the sun.
Look, just go to the roof, will you? I'm going to talk to you and you better make a good description.
If ever there was an argument for daylight robbery.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Time to go live to the roof of Radio Nova and hopefully check in with me old mucker PJ Gallagher, who's on Eclipse Watch as we speak. PJ, are you there?
Yeah. I am here,
that
Jim.
Was the most underwhelming yet.
Coming live from the roof.
Hang on a second.
I'm standing here. I've got...
Is it nice up there? Like, is the weather good?
It is absolutely gorgeous. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's 100% absolutely gorgeous. You want to see the sunshine. I'm standing here. I've got a box on my head, I have to say, and I can't see much.
Right. So, okay, so the box is on your head for safety reasons. Do we know, like, how long we have to wait before the eclipse happens?
Well, I thought it was kind of going to be starting around now. So I'm standing here, I'm on the roof, I'm on my own here, and I have my apparatus built. So I have the little screen and everything done, and I have the, the box is all there. I have the little hole in the box. I can see the reflection of what the sun is doing. Can I see an eclipse? Absolutely not. What can I see? Well, when I pull the box down over my eyes, really not much, only a couple of cracks of light, to be quite honest with you, Jim. This might be a failed eclipse watch, but I do feel like I'm doing something productive, even though the neighbours are now looking out of their windows wondering why there's a man standing there with a box. locks on his head holding the microphone.
I was just going to say that probably is creating a bit of a stir. But the thing is, right, if you just, you know, don't whatever you do, don't look at the sun. But can you take the box off your head momentarily, even to just sort of glance casually around at the general sky and see, is there any sign of the moon moving closer to the sun at the moment?
I can, hold on a second, let me get my sunglasses on here. One second there. Okay, I can see absolutely no moon.
Brilliant.
I don't believe there is a moon. I think the moon is gone. I think maybe that's what this semi-eclipse means, is that there is no moon, because, yeah, honest to God, you're like, there's people, oh man, this is getting a bit embarrassing. There's people out here like trying to sun themselves and everything.
Oh my God.
And I'm standing here shouting down
with a
to
box
you,
in your head.
There's no moon in the sky. Yeah, at 3 minutes to ten, I'm giving out about there not being a moon in the sky. Like,
so,
I look like a man who's lost his mind.
Are you basically telling me now that that our planned eclipse watch isn't going to happen until the show is over?
Looks like it's, yeah, I mean, Marty and the Moon, it looks like that's going to be the next show. Unfortunately, we're not going to get to see the eclipse, Jim, but I will say, finish up the show there and come up to me, because it's absolutely gorgeous up here. I mean, like, it's like Torremolinos Towers, to be honest with you.
Torremolinos Towers, I love it. And come here,
you're going to like it.
If you can't see anything, right, if you can't see anything as regards eclipse-wise, I mean, just, you know, just so there hasn't been the whole thing hasn't been like a failed exercise, can you see anything? Like, do you want to just do a general sort of like, just a general Dublin view maybe for listeners?
Actually, Jim, honestly, I have to tell you, I just, something happened. For a second there, I thought the moon had arrived because I was talking to you and I was not looking at the sun. But unfortunately, it was just a one solitary rain cloud has just gone past the moon, but it's gone away now. I mean, this feels like, you know, when you're doing live reports from the transfer window outside Manchester United and nobody's decided to buy or sell anyone. That's really how I feel now. I'm outside going, soon there will be an eclipse. News is there will be an eclipse, Jim. Unfortunately, there's no sign of it right now. But eclipse news will be brought to you as soon as something actually happens.
Back to you in the studio.
Yeah, this has been a very failed attempt at seeing anything.
I'm not accepting this as a fail. I have decided anyway that it was well worth it, because, ladies and gentlemen, people of Nova, I tell you that now there is a man standing on a roof in Dublin with a box on his head.
There's no moon. There's just a man with a box in his head.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Yes, indeed. You've just listened to some of our best bits from the week. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Maybe it was second time round. For some of you, maybe it was the first time you heard it. You know, the way people don't always get to hear every single bit. Hard to believe that somebody wouldn't tune in for every single moment of the entire 4 hours.
Yeah.
5 days a week.
I would be shocked now. Like, I'd be disappointed in someone that would say they had something better to do.
You get people claiming that they have lives to live, you know, kids to look after, jobs to go to. Feeble excuses if you ask me, PJ. Yeah.
If we could all say that and nothing to get done. You know, seriously.
Yeah.
Outrageous. But that was the madness of this week. I mean, I guess that's the kind of thing. I'm going to go home now and scoff those meatballs I was talking about at the start. It's just what to have them with.
To be honest with you, what'll have to happen is you'll probably have to start planning in advance.
Yeah.
If if you're really going to use that much cling film on your leftover food, you're probably going to have to allow a day for unpacking.
That's true.
I mean, some people have to plan in advance to take food out of the freezer so it defrosts in time, you know, for them to cook it. You have to plan for unpacking.
Yeah.
8 metres of cling film.
I'll just take them down to the local mechanics and ask him to cut them out. He's bound to have a jaws of life. That'll get through, so I'll be able to have me lunch.
I mean, the thing about leftovers as well, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm actually surprised that you have them, because you're not a good man for leftovers, because you normally don't leave anything.
I normally don't leave anything, yeah.
Like,
I know, I eat like a dog, yeah.
No, you do tend to be one of these, like, if there was 8 meatballs and you think, oh my God, you couldn't eat 8 meatballs, I tell you what, I'll eat 5.
Yeah.
And there'd be 3 left over. And then you'd get through the 5 and you'd be looking at the 3 going,
jeez. She can't eat 3.
You can't leave them there.
Yeah. Oh, gee, I mean, just, and then you fill them up with the 8 metres of tin and they go, right, whatever about eating the extra 3 meatballs. And now I have to suck the sauce off 8 metres of tin foil as well. That's going to be an awful job. So that's my day. That's what I'm having for lunch.
Damn.
Actually, I'll tell you something nice. Getting the old 8 metres what's it called again? Cling film. Wrapping it around myself while I eat the meatballs. This is going to be a very saucy lunch altogether, Jim.
That's what your future holds.
That's what your future holds, yeah. God, I'm starving. Isn't it amazing? I'm talking about the most disgusting thing in the world and I'm actually starving thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am like an old dog. You know, maybe I'll just make it. I don't know what to do now. I'm actually in bits. Isn't that gas the way we talk about you? You could mention anything and suddenly you get starving with it. You can mention custard and chips. Chips. He said chips. Shite sandwich. Oh, sandwich. Oh, it sounds so delicious. What does? Sandwich. But I said shite sandwich. Ooh. You'd have
selective hearing.
You just
when it comes to food, you just rule out the bit that you didn't want to hear.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have a cheesy Mickey Carvery. Ooh, Carvery. Who's having a Carvery? No, did you hear what I said first? Yeah, something about where was it the location? So what's the name? Is the bar that's called the Cheesy Mickey, is it? No.
That would be amazing.
No, that's not the name. I was describing the food.
What? Is it a bit like, you know, the Queen's legs and the King's head and all that? The Cheesy Mickey. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a lovely... imagine if that was the place. Yeah, it's very world famous. Grey Carvery. I want to see the head of cabbage in the place.
Right, this is getting even more surreal.
Getting a bit mad, though.
My error standards. Yeah. So let's get out of here. Listen, thanks a million, folks, for checking out Glory Days, our brand new podcast, episode 3. That was episode 3.
Yeah. Cabbage. Who said cabbage? I think I'm a cabbage.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.